Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 35. You have it, say amen. It's only 10 verses, short chapter, so read with me if you will, and let's read starting at verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall water break out, and the streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall be found there. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Amen. And what I say to the reading of God's word is, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. In fact, that is what we wanted to speak to you this morning on, is what we really need is a visitation of God. Amen. God, the promise here is God will come. Amen. And when he comes, he will make a difference. Can the church say amen? Amen. And what we need in our homes, what we need in where we work, what we need here at this church is an old-fashioned visitation of God in his coming power. Amen. He is what we need. There's an abundance of activities. You can find churches that have so many ministries that it seems like there's no end of activities. But all of our activities, when they have finally blown over, have come up with no replacement for actually the presence of God. How many know the presence of God is what we need?
Right.
Now, this presence is something that every one of us understand. We know there is nothing that can ever replace his presence, and there's nothing that makes us so hungry as the absence of that presence. When he is not there, we go searching.
Right.
Amen. We come pleading, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. For the absence of God is the most terrifying thing to somebody who has born again. We can afford to lose money, even our health, but we can't afford to lose him.
Amen.
And that presence is what makes us get up and go looking for him. When it's here, we are happy. When it's not, we are sad. When he's here, we sing. When he's not, we don't sing. It shuts down everything. For we live and we have our movement in him. There is no one that can ever take that place.
Amen.
Notice here in Isaiah chapter 35, God will come. It's just in verse 4, it says, say unto them of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come.
Amen.
Amen. There it is, my friend. There it is. That personal relationship. Here is the promise. Our God will come. He's not going to stand aloof and away from us. He will come to us. As soon as we prepare ourselves, He will come. It's a promise. No matter how weak we are, He will come. No matter how distraught we are, He will come. He will come to us in our sickness. He will come to us in our discouragement. He will come to us. No matter where we are, He can come to us.
Amen.
And that is where we are this morning with a rejoicing in our heart that all-pervading, unmistakable, overwhelming, transforming, melting presence of God brings with it a refreshing that a desert will blossom like a rose.
Oh, hallelujah!
You see, my friend, we are here and we know it and we need something. We could pass out slips and have you write down your special need. But I think that the majority would come back, where is the God of Elijah?
Help me, Lord.
You see, that is the presence right here that we are so used to, but absolutely must never get so used to that we can get by without it.
That's right.
We must not take it for granted. When our God comes, He comes to change things.
Amen.
When our God comes, He comes to the most drastic, amen, conditions to make them better than you ever supposed they could be. Listen to what Isaiah is saying here. Just listen to as I read it to you again. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy, and singing and glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Then it says, first thing, right off of the bat, after it talks about our God, it said, strengthen ye, strengthen ye, strengthen ye. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Come on, somebody shout amen.
Amen.
You see, the coming of God does not come to leave you like He finds you. How many know that? He does not come to leave you like He finds you. He comes to change you. No matter the drastic situations that you've been in, you may feel like you're dried out like the desert. But here, the dry places are going to break out like springs. You see, no matter where you're at in life and no matter what you're going through, you may have problems that you think you can't handle, but when God touches you, everything starts anew and fresh. His touch still has its ancient power. Amen. He has not lost His power. Amen. Burning hearts come from His presence. The road to Emmaus is just an example. Walk with Him. Listen to His word. Look at His word. Let it get into your heart. And all of a sudden you'll go away saying, did not our hearts burn within us as He walked with us along the way? Oh, come on, church, say amen. I'm talking to you this morning about revival, that I don't want to die. I'm talking to you about the hope that I have that's in the revival, that we don't want to die. I'm talking to you about the future of a church that's in a revival. We don't want to die. And therefore, for us to have revival, one essential ingredient is necessary above everything else, and that is the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen. The working of the Holy Ghost, if you will. The pouring out of His Spirit, if you will. No matter how you say it, it comes from God. All good and perfect gifts come down from the Father of lights, in whom there's no veritableness, neither shadow of turning.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Elisha at the Jordan, amen. He had just watched Elijah get taken away. He had but one question. One question that burned in his soul. Is it here or is it not here? Is he here with me as he was with Elijah? And he come back to the Jordan and he took the mantle, which was the only thing that Elijah left him. But he had asked for a double portion.
Right.
Had he not? Come on, somebody shout amen.
Amen.
He had asked for a double portion. Now, is the presence of God going to come at his request? He was alone. There was no one with him. He had went over with Elijah. But Elijah had got carried away in the spirit, in a chariot of fire, horses galloping, whirlwinds coming. It was great. It was spectacular. It was supernatural. It was a departure that we're still preaching about and reading about. But here was the lone prophet left alone, no whirlwind, no chariot. Everything was done. Back on the lonely road, going back towards where the problems was, he encountered his first problem, which was Jordan. Now, the God that got me over Jordan, can he get me back across Jordan? So he comes with the mantle and he rolls it up and reaches back and puts it on the Jordan and just asks one question. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? We all know he's your God, Elijah. Can I get an amen? But can he become Elisha's God? And the answer to that, as you read the Bible, is he not only becomes his God, he becomes the great God of Elisha. Elisha doesn't get taken away in a chariot. He dies. But even after his death, his bones retain the power of God. That when a dead man touches his bones, he gets up. Oh, hallelujah. I'd like to think that our prayer, amen, that we make now will one day still hold power. We may go the way of the grave and our children may remain behind us and we may die not knowing if they're going to get saved or not. But I want the Lord God of Elijah.
Amen.
Amen. Though he's gone, God will never leave us. God will never forsake us. God will never let us down. God will never embarrass us. God will never disappoint us. If we will trust in God, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. You see, it's a good place for us to start. For in verse 4, it just simply says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not, behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. The good place to start is your God. He's a personal God. That's the best place to start with you. Amen. You say, but Brother Benny, the revival ought to start with you. And you. And you. And you. And you. And you. And you. Hallelujah. I want one that goes home with me. I want one that puts songs in my heart in the night. I want one that gives me thrills when I don't even look for a thrill. I want one that drops in on me in a surprising, amen, routine of his blessings. Hallelujah. I want you to understand the best place for you to start is right there. Your God is coming to you. Your God is coming to you. Your God is coming to you. Hallelujah. He knows that we can do nothing without him. Our God, your God, my God is coming to you. He's wanting you. He's wanting to help you. He's wanting to lift you. He's wanting to make things different for you. We have not enough of God. Amen. I don't care who you are. We have not enough of God. We need more of God. We do not have enough. Amen. This morning, put your spiritual dipstick down in that cranking motor of yours and pour it out and see just how low you are of the Holy Ghost. We need more of God. We do not have enough. Brother Stevie, don't go away, son. Who did?
Sandy.
Sandy? I love you. I love him. Okay. You didn't do it? All right, Stevie. Let's have church. We got it fixed. All right. We need to have revival. You can't do it by shutting things down. If that's Stevie, God saved him knowing that on this Sunday morning, Stevie was going to climb up here on the pulpit and shout amen.
Right.
God saved him knowing that your God will come to you. And I tell you what, if he comes to you, you won't sit there with a mummed. You won't sit there with a mute on. You'll be shouting glory. I said, if your God comes to you, it'll get down in your feet. It'll get up in your hands. It'll get all over you. You'll make a difference. You won't sit there when God comes to you. You'll want to get out. You'll want to stand up like my brother over here and stand up like these young men over here. You'll want to do something when your God comes to you. You see, this morning, I feel revival in my soul. I feel the Holy Ghost in my hair, and I feel Him on me. My God has come to me. I want Him to come to you because He's your God. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. When He comes, He'll make a difference. I said when He comes, He'll make a difference. No matter how dry you feel, you'll get better. No matter how bad it seems, it'll get better. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. He is here. He is here. And when He does, then those words come. That measureless words that we find in the Bible. Let's listen to it in verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Then the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Verse 6. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart. Then the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness waters shall break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall be a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, and the habitation of dragons, he'll have plenty of reeds to lay in. But the key word is then. Not after a while, then. Not tomorrow, then. Hallelujah. I feel the then in my soul. Then will it happen. Oh, hallelujah. I said, then will it happen. Glory be to God. Then will it happen. When we open our hearts and we say to Him, pour it out. I want your presence. Please, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Somebody ought to raise your hand in this house and thank Him. The blessed thens. Then can Brother Hoskins be healed. Then can Sister Lucille be made whole. Then can Brother Lonnie be made whole. Then can Sister Bobby be made whole. Then can Sister Rachel be made whole and be the wife and the mother she wants to be. Then we'll make a difference. It's not when, it's then. Amen. He's already poured out His Spirit. The day of Pentecost has come and gone, but the power of God has not left us. The Holy Ghost is here right now to change your situation into then. Then it will happen when the presence of the Lord comes. Then it will happen when your God comes to you. Then your children will get under conviction. Then your prayers will ascend to heaven. Then your heart will sing like a harp. Then we'll change you. It'll take that old nasty temper, amen, and take it away from you. It'll take that mouth that you can't control and put a bridle on it. It'll take that heart that you can't do nothing with and put a new heart in you. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, oh, power of God, come. I need to be changed. I need to be helped. I need to be humbled. I need to know that I can depend on you. Your God will come. And when your God comes, He's coming to you. Come in, shout amen to that. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. You'll be like Hagar. You'll not know where you was when you were griping and complaining and murmuring. and weeping. But when the presence of the Lord comes, her eyes was opened, and there was what she was griping about. There was a wail in the wilderness. Oh, glory to God. You'll find that blessing closer to you than you ever dreamed possible when your God comes. It's not when He comes, will He come? It's then He will come. Then! Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He's in this house. It's not even when now. He's here. He's here on this Sunday morning. He's here right now. He's here with His presence. He's here with His power. He's here with that miracle working power. He's here with that life changing power. He's here with that resurrection power. He's here with that change in your life power. He's here to do something for Dryden Road. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory be to God! Woo! Oh, why don't you just lift your hands? I've done put up my book. I've led you to Him. You know He's here. You feel His presence. Now why don't you start talking to Him? Why don't you just stand up all over this house and start talking to Him? Why don't you tell Him what you need your God to do? And I can tell you, if you're dumb, you can sing. If you're deaf, you can hear. Amen. If you're lame, you can leap. Glory to God. No matter what the problem is, it's not greater than our God. He's here this morning and He's wanting to help you. Oh, He's in this house. By faith, Jeff, receive the Holy Ghost. By faith, receive it. It's a gift. Don't limit Him to someday. Do it right now while the presence of God is here. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Oh, the Holy Ghost is in this house. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. If you're hurting, put your hand where the hurt is. God can help. Ask Him. You shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock. And it shall be open unto you. Sister Bev, please make your way up here and get ready to sing for us. We're going to open this altar so you'll have time. You've got time right now. You ought to already be on your way. Bring that problem to Jesus. Step out so He can work on you. Present yourself to the Lord. Hallelujah. He's liable to put a run in your feet, a clap in your hands. He's not put a dance right in your feet. You never know what God will do till you present yourself to Him. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
This altar's open. Sister Bev's going to sing. Come on, come on, come on. Just come up here and stand around this altar and worship God. Come on, just stand up here and worship God. Let the God of heaven help us.